Gopi Jana Vallabham Girivadadhai. Gopi Jana Vallabham Girivadadhai. Shoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachai Yamuna Tira Vanachai Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Vishapad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Sitar Sata Sri Sri Modest Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananti Kodi Vaishnavani Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudevi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Dwarka Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai Srimati Talasi Devi Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Samaveda Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Glories to Sri Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda So continuing the reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 12 Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple We're starting with text 70. Acharyadi Bhakta Kordi Prabhure Nimantrana Tahan Tahan Bhiksha Kordi Lana Bhakta Gana. Some of the prominent devotees, like Advaitacharya, used to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his meals at their homes. The Lord accepted such invitations, accompanied by his devotees. E matanana range dina kata gela jagana tera ratayatra nikata hoila. In this way, the Lord passed some days in great jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached. Pratame Kashi Mishra Prabhu Bolila Paricha Patra Sarvabhama Bolina Anila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. Tina Jana Pashe Prabhu Hasiya Kahila Gundicha Mandira Marjana Seva Maginila. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Purport. The Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of the Ratayatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradyumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of the Gundicha temple in authoritative scripture. The area of the Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. A cubit is about a foot and a half. The main temple inside is about 36 cubits by 30 cubits, and the kirtan hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. So how many have had the opportunity to go to Jagannath Puri and see these temples? Quite a few of our devotees. And such an amazing place. We learn in different shastras that the Jagannath temple was originally built by King Indradyumna in the Satya Yuga, which is maybe 4 million years ago. Then it's explained he went to Brahma Loka, got to visit Brahma, and wanted to invite him to come down to celebrate the first Ratayatra. But in the time he was up there, millions of years passed on earth. Somebody came down, when he came back down from Brahma Loka, somehow or other, the temple had still survived after those millions of years. But it's and then there's this Gundicha temple, which is said to have been built by his queen, his wife, or it's named after her anyways. And for most of us, unless we happen to be born Hindu, we're not allowed in those temples, but still it's very nice to see them. It's like Haridas Thakur wasn't allowed in the temples either. Text 74. Padiche kahe Ami Sabha Sevaka Tomara Ye Tomara Ichase Kartavya Amara. Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash the Gundicha temple, the Padicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. Visheshe rajara agya hanecha amare prabhura agyaye se shigrakari bare. The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. Chomara yogya seva mahe mandira marjana ekalila kara ye chomara mana. My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nevertheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. Kintu gata samarjana bahuta chahiye agyadehe ajisaba ihan anidiye. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you. Nutana eka shatagata shata samarjani paricha aniyadila prabhura ichajane. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. Aradine prabhate prabhate lana nijagana shrihaste sabara ange lepila chandana. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. Shrihaste dila sabare eka eka marjani sabagana lana prabhu chalila apani. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. Gundicha mandira gela karite marjana pratame marjane lana karila shodana. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with brooms. Bitara mandira upara sakala majila singhasana maji puna stapana karila. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Singhasan, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Chotabada mandira koila marjana shodana pache pache shodila shri jagan mohana. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the kirtan hall. Charidike shatabhakta samarjana kari apani shodhena prabhu shikana sabare. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Premolasa shodena layena krishna nama bhaktagana krishna kahe karenija kama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. Duli dushatra tanu dekila shobana kahan kahan ashrujale kare samarjana. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. Boga mandira shodhana kori Shodila Prangana Sakala Avasa Krame Karila Shodana. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, the Bhoga Mandira, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed. Then all the residential quarters, one after another. Trina Duli, Jinkura, Sabha, Ekatra Kariya, Bahirvase Lana, Velaya, Bahura Kariya. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, grains of sand, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Se Mata Bhaktagana Kari Nijavase Trina Duli Bahira Fidaya Parama Harishe. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees, in great jubilation, began to gather straws and dust with their own claws and throw them outside the temple. Prabhu kahe e katta kariyache samarjana trina duli dekile jantu parishama. The Lord told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. Sabarda jantana boja ekatra karila sabahoite prabhura boja adika hoila. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. E mata abhyantara korela marjana puna sabakare dila korea vantana. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. Sukshma duli trina kankara sabha karahadura bola mate shodhana karaha prabhura antapura. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. Sabha Vaishnava Lana Yabe Dui Bara Shodila Deki Mahaprabhura Mane Santosha Haila. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. Ara shata jana shata gate jalabari pratame lana ache kala apeksha kare. When the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw the water from them. Jala anabali yabi mahaprabhu kahila tabe shate gata ani prabhu age dila. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. Pratame karila prabhu mandira prakshalana. Urdva adho bite griha madhya singhasana. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, singhasana, and everything else within the room. Kapara bodhiye jala urdve chalaila. Se chale urdva shode bita Prakshalila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and the devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Sri Haste Karena Singha Sanera Marjana Prabhu Age Jala Ane Deya Bhaktagana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hand, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. Bhaktagana Kore Griha Madhya Prakshalana Nija Nija Haste Kari Mandira Marjana. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Kehe Jala Ani Deya Mahaprabhura Kare Keha Jala Deya Tanra Charana Upare. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water on his lotus feet. Keha Lukana Kare Se Jalapana Keha Mage Hiya Keha Anye Kare Dana. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. Gara Dui Pranalikaya Jala Chadi Dila Se Jali Prangana Saba Bariya Rahila. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and then it flowed and filled the yard outside. Nija Vastre Koila Prabhu Griha Samarjana Mahaprabhu Nija Vastre Majila Singhasana. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own cloths, with his own clothes, and he polished the throne with them also. Shatta gata jale hoila mandira marjana mandire shodya koila yena nijamana. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. Nirmala Shitala Snigda Korila Mandire Apana Hridaya Yena Darila Bahire. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Shatta Shatta Jana Jala Bade Sarovare Gate Stana Nahi Keha Kupe Jala Bade. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Purna Kumbhalana Aise Shatta Bhaktagana Shunya Shunya Gata Lana Yaya Ara Shatta Jana. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. Nityananda Advaita Swarupa Bharati Puri Inha Vina Arasaba Ade Jalabari. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Gate, gate, teki, kata, gata, bangi, gela. Shata, shata, gata, loka, taha, lana, aila. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Jali, bari, gari, daya, daya, kari, hari, dvani, Krishna, hari, dvani, Vina ara nahi shuni. Some people were filling the pots. Others were washing the rooms. But everyone was engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna and Hari. Krishna, Krishna, kai kori gatara pratana. Krishna, Krishna, kai kori gata samarpana. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names, Krishna, Krishna, and another delivered a water pot while chanting, Krishna, Krishna. Ye ye kahe, se kahe, Krishna nam, Krishna name, Krishna name ha, haila, sanketa, sabakame. When anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. Prema veshe prabhu kahe Krishna Krishna nama ekale prema veshe kari shatta janarakama. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy names of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. Shatta haste karena yena chalana marjana prati jana pashi yai karena shikshana. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. Bala karma deki tare kare prasamshana. Mane namalile kare pavitra bartsana. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. Tumi bala kariyacha shikaila anyere e mata balo karma sehayena kari. The Lord would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way. Ekata shuniya sabe sankuchitahana bala male karma kare sahe manodiya. As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention. Tabe prakshalana koila shri jagan mohana boga mandira adi tabe koila prakshalana. They washed the jagan mohan area and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. Nata shala duli duila chatvara prangana praka shala adi kori karela prakshalana. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Mandirera chaturdik prakshalana koila Saba antapurta bala mata doya ila. Thus, all the places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. Hena Kali Gaudiya Eka Subhuti Sarala Prabhuna Charane Yuga Dila Gata Jala. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. Se jalalana apane pana koila taham deki praburamane dukila roshahoila. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was outwardly angry. Yadyapi gosai tare hanecha santosha dharma samstapana lagi bahira moharosha. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. Shiksha lagi swarupi daki kahila tanhari e deka tomara godira vyavahare. The Lord then called for Swarup Damodar and told him, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava. Ishvara mandiri morda pada doila sejala panilana pana koila. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself. E aparade morda kaha habigate tomara gaudiya karde eteka faijate. I do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. So finally, there's a purport. So purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnava was your Gaudiya Vaishnava. This means that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are followers of the Chaitanya cults are subordinate to Swarup Damodar Goswami. The Parampara system is very strictly observed by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Swarup Damodar Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami. It is necessary to observe the Parampara system of the Chaitanya cult. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. Nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instruction to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one may play the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deities. This is a matter of etiquette. So, Om Jnana Timurandasya, Gananjana Shalakaya, Chakshura Militam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, just a few comments in the last minute or two of the class time. Those who were present during Prabhupada's time know that, there were some occasions where he accepted, this kind of worship, the washing of the feet in front of the deities. But, we have to consider that an exception to the general rule. Just like here, there's kind of an exception. And in general, we follow this instruction that, even if one's a spiritual master, one shouldn't, accept this kind of worship in front of the deities. So this is the parampara system. We follow, guru, shastra, and sadhu. Things are not, always so clear. So therefore, we depend on, the example of the great, acharyas, the Mahajans. We follow closely in the footsteps of the Mahajans. So does anybody have any comments on this washing of the feet and things like that? Or yes? Brigupati.
In the Nectar of Devotion there, I believe there's a statement that to the effect that if a pujari is worshipping the deity and the spiritual master enters, then he can stop worshipping the deity and worship the spiritual master. Something to that effect, something pretty close to that. Is that correct? You remember something like that?
I don't remember exactly.
Anybody else? Pretty sure there is. Yeah, there is. So how do you put those two together?
If there's some confusion about some standard or different opinions and it becomes a matter of controversy, then we have a system of authority. GBC is the ultimate managing authority, so they could make some policy. I don't see that. There seems to be a lot of instruction. The balance of the instruction seems to be on the side of not doing something like that. The balance of the instruction. And I think even when Prabhupada was present, the artik still went on. When he was there, they didn't stop. it didn't stop. So I would just say on the basis of, when pujaris were performing puja, when Prabhupada was present, they didn't stop as far as I know. I didn't see any examples of it. So the preponderance of the evidence appears to be on the side of not doing those kinds of things. But say if it becomes an issue, then maybe our authorities have to take it up and make a decision, what the policy is. Anybody else have something at that point? Yes? Nikatma?
In regard to Brigupati Prabhu's comment, that statement, Nectar Devotion, does not continue to say that the service should stop, that the pujari can stop to offer respects, but the puja continues.
Yeah. Okay, some other point? Yes. Oh.
when we worship Shakyamuni in front of deities, we also touch his lotus feet. Is it proper to touch his feet when deities is in front of deities?
This is, yeah, you have to go, I mean, these are points where certain practices that were established in Prabhupada's time, you know, can be carried on, but I kind of look at them as exceptions. And it seems that's the way the authorities in our movement have interpreted it, because when, as I said, when Prabhupada was present, he accepted some of these things in the presence of the deity. And therefore, these things continue on the basis of that precedent. But then there's also these instructions which, are followed. And, if it becomes like controversial point, there's some system in our society for making policies.
Yeah. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a pastime where one devotee went and offered his obeisances directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and neglected Lord Nityananda. That's like a comment. And now my question is, yeah, but Lord Chaitanya chastises you. Right. So my question is, what will be the etiquette if a disciple, let's say you enter in the spiritual world, your spiritual master is next to Krishna, and you just go first to Krishna, or you go to your guru first?
I guess we'll have to wait till we get there. Somebody will be there to tell us what to do. You can speculate all kinds of things. Das, 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 anudas. So Krishna will be happy if, you pay obeisances to the guru first. That's Krishna satisfied by those kinds of dealings. But, Srila Prabhupada would say, first get to the spiritual world. Many times, devotees would ask him, what's happening in the spiritual world? And he'd say, first you get there, then you'll find out. He said that many times. Okay, one more, then we'll end it.
Lord Chaitanya was showing the example of an ideal devotee of Krishna, and when he was chastising the devotees whose performance he wasn't satisfied with, he was sarcastic. He said, "Oh, you've done very nicely, so please teach the others so they can also do like this."
No, I think that was the genuine part.
Oh, that was the genuine part.
I understood that he was genuinely praising certain devotees.
Oh, okay.
Did anybody else interpret that as a sarcastic remark?
I thought it just followed the statement where it said about how he wasn't, that's how he was dealing with the ones he wasn't satisfied with. I'll have to read it again.
Anybody? Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think he was being sarcastic. Yeah. I didn't think he was being sarcastic. Somebody hasn't done so nicely.
Yeah, someone who hasn't done so nicely, yeah. They should take that point.
That's how I read it too. Yeah. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.